USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New statistics out this morning from the Trump administration concerning illegal border crossings. It says despite a 200% increase year to year as of March, illegal crossings did stabilize last month. Officials maintain, though, there is a crisis at the border, and they point to the so-called caravan of migrants from Central America as proof. On another front, the nation's top law enforcement official says,
these are dramatic numbers that mean that we've got to get our head on straight.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions saying of the 64,000 Americans who died of drug overdoses in 2016,
42,000 of those were opioids.
Speaking to the National Sheriff's Association, he urged members to support his request to Congress for $140 million to provide grants to local communities to combat the crisis. And this is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
A federal ATF agent in critical condition fighting for his life after authorities say he was shot on the south side of Chicago early today and no arrests have been made. Meanwhile, police in North Haven, Connecticut are trying to clear up what they say was some false information about what was called a domestic hostage situation at a residential home back on Wednesday night. They say, in fact, it was a barricade situation as a man was holed up in a barn on the property.
I know there were some other reports out there that this was a hostage situation. No, she was not in the residence. This was a lone subject in a barricaded situation.
The barn then exploded, injuring at least 8 police officers. Now a body's been recovered from inside the barn, and it's believed that it's that of the man, John Sayer. President Trump today, as well as Vice President Mike Pence, will be addressing the National Rifle Association's annual convention being held in Dallas. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump was not misleading reporters when he said he didn't know about a payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels. At yesterday's White House briefing, Sarah Sanders said it was, quote, information the president didn't know at the time and eventually learned. Sanders also denied the White House sends out a constant stream of false or misleading information. As one reporter suggested, she says, quote, we give the very best information we have at the time. A report that federal investigators were tapping the phones of the president's longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen, are now being walked back. NBC News cited sources as saying the feds were listening to Cohen's calls, the network clarifying now that investigators are keeping a log of phone calls to and from Cohen's phone lines. Investigators are not actually able to listen into or record those calls. Federal agents did recently raid Cohen's New York office as well as his home and hotel room as he's being investigated for that payment made to porn star Stormy Daniels just before the 2016 presidential election. And NASA is sending a new probe to Mars. A launch is planned for early tomorrow morning from Vandenberg Air Force Base, that is, in California. It'll be the first interplanetary launch ever from America's west coast. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.